Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're here high atop the Tower of Hope with two fantastic guests. I hope you're all doing great. The show today is called Overcoming Depression. And depression is something that hits many, many people. It's one of the most prevalent diseases out there. And, you know, as part of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry, we have a passion towards health and towards mental health and physical health, certainly through our healing ministry. But mental health is something that a lot of people just don't know enough about. I've been a pharmaceutical executive for many, many years. I've been in the pharmaceutical industry for 45 years, recently retired and now full-time ministry. But in the pharmaceutical industry, I've sold many antidepressants, antipsychotics, and so forth, and have met with many psychiatrists and psychologists and so forth. And depression is something that is incredibly prevalent in our society and something that we need to hit head on, because Jesus tells us in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. And that life abundantly means joy. In fact, he also tells us that he wants to give us joy and he is here to give us joy. And we're here with two people that make me very joyful. First, a really good friend from the Sower Ministry, which is a Catholic evangelization ministry. We're here with Milton Aldana. Welcome, Milton.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you back, or here on the show, for I guess for the first time. But back is Michael Amola. Michael Amola is producer of the show. He's also vice president of our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. Welcome, Michael.
Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning. Yeah, we're recording the show very early in the morning. So, and I know depending on what time you're listening to, it's probably morning more than likely, but could be afternoon in the various stations that this airs on. But in any case, one of the most important things for us is to focus on this topic of overcoming depression. Milton, in your life, tell us about your background and family and your faith journey and how depression just kind of came up and hit you in a way that perhaps you didn't expect.
Well, I grew up in a Catholic family. I was brought to this country. I was born in Nicaragua and came to Los Angeles. We grew up, like I said, a Catholic family most of our lives, and we went to Sunday Mass. I'd say my bout with depression started after I lost my wife in 1990, and I had quite a few episodes, about five episodes of depression, and the last one was in 2013. Right now I'm fine and blessed by the Lord and just through therapy and counseling and I had to take some medication to help me out. And I know there's people out there that think that maybe you can't do that, but it's sometimes you have to do what you got to do.
Well, we all know that God uses physicians and medication to heal. It's part of the healing process. And there's nothing to be ashamed of as it relates to any type of mental health disease, and certainly depression. And it is so prevalent in our society that, you know, probably if you're in any given meeting or any given room or certainly within the church, you can count on the fact that there's a number of people in there that are probably what would be called clinically depressed, but have a certain level of depression. Michael, welcome again to the show. And tell us about your background, your beautiful family, and how depression has hit your family.
Well, as you know, Steve, I've been married for 35 years and have four adult children. And in my background, my mother suffered from depression, and her mother suffered from depression. Actually, was institutionalized because back in her day, in the 30s and 40s, they didn't know how to deal well with the issue of depression. And so she ultimately died in a mental institution. And as is the case with a lot of behavioral patterns, it passes on in families. And I have one child who has been challenged with depression and suicidal thoughts and things of that nature since she was born. And so it's been a part of our family life, all of our family life.
My brothers and sisters, we're here at beautiful Christ Cathedral, high atop the Tower of Hope, and we're talking about hope. We're talking about overcoming depression. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we have two fantastic guests on talking about their journey and their experience in overcoming depression, because this is such a prevalent topic. And, you know, when we talk about someone who is depressed, Milton, if someone is our family who is depressed, what would be your recommendation as to what we do about it?
I think the first thing, you have to be really kind to them, because you're in a place where you're just full of despair. You don't know what to do. For me personally, I withdrew from people. That's how it affects me. I take it. It's a clinical depression where I can't almost even function, and I don't want to see anyone. So it's very hard to communicate with people. So people have to be very, very sensitive with you and understanding.
My brothers and sisters, if you're out there and you're feeling the same way and the Lord really had you turn in this show, just know that there is hope. There is hope because Jesus has overcome the world, and he's overcome depression, and he's overcome any issues or difficulties that you may have. You may feel all alone right now. You may feel abandoned. You may have lost your job or have some terminal disease. But whatever it is, Jesus is holding your hand right now. He's saying to you, I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. And it's certainly understanding the love of God, looking at Romans 8:28, understanding that all things work for good for he who loves the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Looking at Romans, starting at verses 37, knowing all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. That depression is conquered through the love of Jesus. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing will separate you, my brothers and sisters. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. No matter what you've done, no matter what diagnosis that you have, no matter what situation you're in financially or health-wise, nothing will separate you from the love of God. And that's an important point, Michael, is for people to understand that, you know, we can get up and down and so forth emotionally, but wherever we are right now, we're never alone, that God is with us.
Yeah, that's very true. And part of going back for a minute to Milton's comment, you know, one of the things that does happen with people who are suffering with bouts of depression is they do isolate. And the flip side of that is from the point of the family members who are dealing with this problem, they sometimes like the fact that this individual would isolate because the turmoil is out of their life, and that's gone away. But isolating is a really bad thing to do because you're not going to get any better. You know, I've heard it said before, my mind is a bad place for me to hang out by myself. you know, as you say, Deacon, God heals. And, you know, the challenge that my experience has shown me is that with my daughter, she doesn't have, you know, an extremely strong faith background. And so she doesn't count on the Lord. She doesn't reach out to the Lord. And the Lord wants to reach out to all of us, and he wants to make our lives better. And we all have challenges, and we deal with those on a day-by-day basis. But our God is a loving God. And, you know, if we just call on him, if we ask for his help, it's there.
And we have gone through those periods of time, many of us, where we didn't feel like getting out of bed, Milton, to your point.
Another point, he said that God is there. It's just when you're going through it, you don't feel like God's there, but he is there. Because somehow I found the strength to go to keep on going to church, and I don't know how I did. I look back and I was like, wow, how did I do that? But he's there helping us through this walk. You may feel lonely. You may feel lost. But it's okay to reach out for help.
And some of you may feel right now you haven't been to church for a while because you don't want to see people.
Right.
You don't want to talk about the issues. I know right now it's hard for me because of my daughter's illness, cancer, and people mean well, but it's this constant, how's she doing? How's she doing? How's she doing? You know, and the more they ask how she's doing, I find myself fighting depression, you know, about what's going on. But I believe, and I know that God loves her more than I love her and that he's got a perfect plan. So I accept that perfect plan. But my brothers and sisters, you may have right now that period of time where you're really struggling and you feel like you don't want to leave the house and you know, you feel like, boy, what am I going to do in the future? Well, that's exactly where you need to be because God is healing you right now. And we're going to be right back to talk more about how that healing can happen and will happen. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit. Hi, this is Deacon Steve Greco from Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, and we are so excited to be partnering with Immaculate Heart. And I'm also very pleased to have published my first book, 365 Days of Praise. It's a daily devotional to help you with a daily scripture reading, a reflection, and also a thought-provoking question to help stimulate your spiritual growth.
Available online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or find out more at SpiritFilledHearts.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're back here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral on Empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about overcoming depression with two fantastic people, Milton Aldana and Michael Amola, both of which have experienced depression either personally or in their families. And if you're listening in right now, my guess is you've experienced depression, either yourself or loved ones or close friends, because it's so prevalent right now. And you know, one of the things that we've been focusing on is the fact that God is the God of hope. We need not worry. We need not be anxious. And to quote some of Michael's favorite scriptures here, this is out of Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. Let me just cover that very quickly. Rejoicing in the Lord means that you're rejoicing in the love of Jesus. You're not necessarily rejoicing in circumstances, but you're rejoicing in the fact that you are a child of God, adopted child of God. The Lord is near, and as Milton had said earlier, we may not think that God is close to us, but he's always by us. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whether it is honorable, whether it is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if it is any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you've learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. So controlling the battlefield of the mind, as we call it, recognizing the fact that God wants to bring you peace is really important, Milton. We have often, we get these thoughts, and it's this constant battle in our mind. Are we focusing on the glass half full or half empty?
Like you said, when you're going through this, you feel like everything's half empty,
yeah.
And you feel lost. And I didn't know what direction to go. I looked for help. I finally looked for help after my fourth depression. It took that long for me to say that this is enough. And I reached out, and it's helped me tremendously.
Now, based upon your experience, Milton, how do you know that you're depressed? Because some people may think, well, I have some ups and downs and so forth. But when we talk about clinical profession depression, I know you're not a physician. But based upon your personal experience, what are some of the symptoms that you had that perhaps the listeners can relate to?
Well, for me, I could feel it coming on. I feel it coming on, and I just can't fight it off. And it just takes my life over completely. I can't think straight. I think negative. Life is just turned upside down, and I'm just lost. I could feel that I'm lost.
My brothers and sisters, we're here on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're talking about overcoming depression and perhaps some of the things that you feel that, like Milton said, you feel lost. You feel like you don't want to really continue on, you know, in some cases it might be suicidal ideation, suicidal thoughts. There's a medical term called blunted effect where basically, you know, you just don't feel like yourself by any stretch of the imagination. It's a drudgery to go to work. It's a drudgery to go to school. It's a drudgery to leave the house. It's a drudgery to meet with people. So if you're in that category, just know that seek help, seek professional help through physicians, through psychologists or psychiatrists. Many times you may need certainly therapy, or you need pharmaceutical intervention, whatever it might be. We're not here to diagnose that, but we're here to say there are many people out there who can help you. And of course, turning your life over to Jesus is always a great foundation. Your thoughts, Michael?
This is where the value of community really comes in. As Milton said, you know, the person who's suffering from depression, I know my daughter, you know, as Milton pointed out, she knows when she's getting in a bad place. But it's kind of like, you know, the drain in your bathtub. I mean, that vortex starts and then you just lose control and you don't have the ability to make rational decisions. And so, you know, when you're within a faith community, you know, you're the people, your friends, they can sense this change and they're hopefully able to reach out and to help pull you back. And I think you've experienced
that. Yeah. You have a handful of people that you know you could rely on. Go to them because they will help you because they love you. Mm-hmm. And I felt that there was about a handful of people that were there constantly. You know who your friends are and who really cares about you. Not that the other people didn't care about you, but life goes on. But there's people there that will help you get that help. And I had that. And that was God sending these people into my life.
And they sense that you've changed.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's what they see. They see the change and they reach out to you.
Yes, they've reached out and they, you know, they point things out. I mean, at that point, I remember saying I didn't want help. I didn't want to take medication. But I took those steps and by someone helping me.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Deacon Steve Greco again. We're high atop the Tower of Hope here at Christ Cathedral. We're focused on overcoming depression, on empowered by the Spirit, and we're with Milton Aldano, and we're with Michael Amola, and we're focusing on, again, the symptoms of depression, where you really don't feel like doing much of anything, but go to your friends, as you said, Milton, you know, pray. You don't feel like praying,
right? You don't feel like it, but you have to do it. I mean, I remember when I was going through it, I'd be talking to God. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of a prayer.
Sure, absolutely.
Reaching out, asking, please help me out of this. Mm-hmm. You know, just looking for a way out of it.
And it's so, so important that you persevere. And, you know, this is, again, some of you may feel like quitting. Some of you may feel like things will never change. They will change. I absolutely guarantee that they will change. So do not give up. Turn in your Bibles, my brothers and sisters. This is Empowered by the Spirit. So your smartphone or your Bible, write it down or try to remember it if you're driving. And that's Hebrews 11, 35 and 36. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. Michael, it's so important for people to understand this is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm going to say that again, my brothers and sisters. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Do not get focused on what is happening right this second to you. Focus on the fact that over the long term, things are going to work out and God is with you. But just, you know, we get these ups and downs, and your famous line about expectations start happening in the immediate. Tell us about that.
Yeah, an expectation is a premeditated resentment. And your point is well taken, Deacon, because in the throngs of depression, when you're having a bad time, and even if you take it out of the clinical category of depression, when you're having a bad time, you need to look and think about the Lord. And this is one thing that I've found out for me personally. As my faith journey has developed and my faith has gotten stronger, I am less likely to get trapped into that thought process of woe is me, woe is me, woe is me, because I basically lead my life today that, you know, I worry about nothing and I pray about everything. And that, you know, Philippians 4, 6 through 8 is my life verse. And that has taught me that when I see things unraveling, when I see things aren't going as I'd like them to go, I trust in the Lord. And the Lord is going to take over that problem from me. And he is going to work me through that. And unfortunately, with people who are suffering from depression, their sense of reality is distorted. And so that's why, as we said, you know, your friends, your community, those are the people that in our hour of need, we have to feel comfortable reaching out to. And I can tell you from firsthand experience with the different challenges we've had with my daughter, the people around us are very aware of that. And they know of the challenges that our daughter has and the challenges that we have dealing with her from time to time. And they're always so supportive and they're always praying for us. And that prayer is answered. I know that as an absolute. That prayer is answered.
My brothers and sisters here, we're on Powered by the Spirit, focusing on overcoming depression. And it does take a village. It does take a community, as Milton had said, as Michael had said, that you have people who are helping you. But it also takes faith. And faith is a gift. You know, Ephesians 2, 8, 9 talks about that faith is given to us as a gift, lest we boast. But we need to ask for it. And this is, again, part of this Matthew 7:7, asking you receive, seeking you will find, knocking the door will be open for you. But if we look at Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for anyone who approaches God must believe he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So this seeking, even in those darkest moments, Milton, is just so important that we seek God and we ask for help.
Right. When you're going through it, maybe you can't see God. Now that I'm where I'm at now, I look back and I think of the people that were there for me, and my therapist, Rachel, my counselor, Hannah, Father Gustavo, Father Bruno, Joseph Borba. Those people came to see me. That's where God was.
Amen.
And I didn't realize it till now, and I came and I put these names down. I was like, that's where God was for me. And also my family, my mom, my brothers and sisters, who were patient with me.
And that patience is so important. And yet, yes, my brothers and sisters, maybe you know someone who's going through a hard time. Go see them. Go see them. Let them know that you love them, that you love them unconditionally. Because feeling that unconditional love is so important.
And when I was going through that, I didn't want to see anybody, but it was kind of good to see somebody to come, take the time of the day to come see you and just spend a little time with you. It's important.
You didn't want to see people.
No.
And yet, when you saw them, how did you feel?
I felt like anxious, a little anxious, but when they left, I was grateful that they came to see me. They took the time of their day to come see me.
Mm-hmm. This is Deacon Steve Greco here, high atop the Tower of Hope, on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're focusing on overcoming depression. If you're depressed or someone in the family's depressed, see if you can get them to listen to the show, tune in, or OC Catholic Radio podcast will be airing the show in the future. So this is very, very important. We're going to be right back to talk more about how the Lord is overcoming depression. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're back here high atop the Tower of Hope on Empowered by the Spirit with Milton Aldana as well as Michael Amola. We're talking about overcoming depression. And something that so many of us have experienced in some way, shape, or form, either through ourselves or through family members, through people who, you know, just are barricaded almost in their bedroom. It's almost like a prison in which they do not want to leave. They don't want to see anybody. They don't want to do anything. And, you know, one of the most important things you can do is just love them unconditionally, but also pray for them. And those prayers are very important. Milton, your thoughts on that?
I have a big family at the Sower, and I know that their prayers is what got me through this. There were so many of them that praying for me, and just not them, but my family and friends. I know those prayers are the ones that got me out of this depression.
And You know, you're not alone, my brothers and sisters. You are not alone. There are people praying for you right now that you don't even know about. But when you know of someone that is depressed, pray for them and, you know, pray the rosary. Because I think the rosary is such a powerful weapon against spiritual attacks, and depression often can be a spiritual attack. It's such a powerful weapon cutting through so many different issues. And certainly reading scripture out loud is very important. Scripture cuts through bone and marrow. But prayer and, you know, really interceding for people, Michael, is so important. You know, we have a charismatic prayer meeting and come go to our website, spiritfulhearts.org. Go to the Sower on Friday nights, 501 East Foothill Boulevard in the city of Azusa. Starting at 7:30 every Friday night, and there will be many people there. So if you're up in that area or can make it, go to any sort of prayer meeting, any sort of gathering where people are going to love you. It's so important that you fight to get up, get out of bed, show up. You don't have to be perfect. People are going to love you exactly where you are. But that prayer and having people intercede, as you mentioned, Michael, too, where you knew a lot of people were interceding for your family, is such a big
big
issue.
It's huge. One of the things that I have learned in my faith journey is that I can stand in for somebody who is suffering with, be it medical problems, clinical problems, financial problems. Sometimes those people, as Milton has said, they don't connect that, you know, getting involved, being part of, is important to, you know, their recovery. And so sometimes they're not there. And yet we, as followers of Christ, we understand that these people are having problems. And many times at our prayer meetings, when, you know, I come up to be prayed over, I'm not looking for the prayer for myself, but rather I'm thinking of this other person or these other people. And I'll tell prayer leaders that, you know, I'm standing in for my daughter. I'm standing in for my friend who's battling cancer. I'm standing in for my friend who's looking for a job. And I know that God hears that, and those prayers are coming to me, into me, out to them. And it's so important, because in many instances, and my daughter being one of them, you know, when I know she's in crisis and I have people pray over me on her behalf, you know, I see changes. I see changes because I expect changes. And, you know, Deacon, you speak of that often, expect and experience miracles. And I believe that. And so I know that the power of that prayer is going to reach out to my loved one and is going to help.
We know from Scripture that when we pray and believe, that great miracles happen. So take a look at Mark 11 right now, because this is such an important Scripture. And in Mark 11, you know, we find out that I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, this is verse 23 and following, whoever says this mountain be lifted up and thrown in the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you that all you ask for in prayer, believe that you'll receive it, and it shall be yours. And this is this expected faith, expecting miracles, expecting positive things to happen. Because God honors, my brothers and sisters, when you have that faith as big as a mustard seed, God honors it. And it's so important that sometimes, Milton, that we have to have faith for other people who don't have it right now.
Especially when you're in depression. You don't have any faith at all, and you have to find hope in your friends and family. Without them, you'd be just totally lost. Even though, like we have said, God is always there in these moments when you're walking through depression. I know there's so many people out there that are going through this and are ashamed, or you feel like you're not worthy here. You feel like just the least of everything, that God is there, and you must reach out.
I think that one of the things that happens, and again, I'm not a clinician, I'm a father. And one of the things that I know with my daughter is that she wants to be quote-unquote normal. Everything's about a baseline of normal. And God has made each one of us unique, and we are individuals, and he has designed us as we are and wants us to grow as he has designed us. And, you know, for my daughter, he loves her just the way she is, and he wants her to grow and develop as he has planned for her. And that's one of the things that, you know, as Milton points out, you know, when people are fighting depression, their sense of reality is distorted.
Very distorted.
Yeah, they don't sense, you know, God's love. They don't sense their friend's love. They, as you say, they isolate, and the end result is that they don't have healthy points of reference, and they're just trapped in their own little cocoon, and it becomes more damaging.
You just said something right now about feeling normal. Your daughter wanted to feel normal. Mm-hmm. You feel that. I wanted to feel normal again. When is it going to come to feel normal again?
Yeah. You know, in pharmaceutical land, as we were selling pharmaceuticals, the advertising companies would depict the depressive state as black and white. And then after taking the medication and your life changing, it turns into color, you know, and that's so important because that is what you feel. I mean, you don't feel the color. You don't feel the vibrance. You don't feel life. You know, you feel this darkness, you know, and it's so important, again, my brothers and sisters, that we understand that God is the healer, and God will use physicians and psychologists and psychiatrists and pharmaceuticals to help you. God will use friends and bring friends to you.
You know, right now, I look back, and it's brought me to where I'm at with my faith, and it's the strongest it's ever been. And I don't believe if I wouldn't have gone through these depressions, I'd be where I'm at today. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a great thing that I went through it, but if you're going through it, you're going to come out. You're going to come out even better.
And again, Romans 8:28, God uses everything for good. Which is so important. And that's, you know, what Milton talked about is giving you hope to understand that you do have a bright future. And I'm talking to you right now, my brother and sister. I'm talking to you right now. Do not feel like your future is over. Do not feel like there's no hope. Better days are ahead for you. The reason you're listening to this show is because God wanted you to know that. I really believe that.
And we talked about it a little while ago about being suicidal. I had those thoughts, so I was the worst you can be. So I know there's someone out there listening thinking, it's not for me. This message is for you today.
Amen, amen. And that's the reason why you're listening in. But one of the things I also want to point out is that there's a spiritual dimension to all this. And take a look at 2 Corinthians 10, starting at verse 3 to 5. For though we are in the flesh, we do not battle according to the flesh. For the weapons of our battle are not flesh, but are enormously powerful, capable of destroying fortresses. We destroy arguments and every pretense raising itself against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. So what this is saying, my brothers and sisters, is that we're fighting against an enemy who wants us to be depressed, who wants us to think negative, who puts these negative thoughts in our heads. And certainly we help it along because we're open to it. But when we take every thought captive, when we start praising God for who he is, that he is the God of healing, he is the God of hope, he is the God of mercy, when we forgive ourselves, when we start thinking these positive thoughts, that's when we're really fighting against an enemy who wants to destroy us.
And he does want to destroy you, because when you're in that state, you feel like you're not going to come out of it. You feel like the world is over, that it's not going to get better. And this is not true. This is the enemy working against you.
And you've had a history where it impacted your jobs and you lost work. And yet all through that, there was a bright future.
Yeah, there was. I mean, there was times where I couldn't get out of bed and I lost work for it. And I'd sit at home, look out the window, just watching the days go by. It's not a good place to be.
It is a horrible place to be, but God is the solution. Jesus is the solution. And when we turn to him, when we have hope, when we have trust, when we turn to his divine mercy, say divine mercy chaplet, say the rosary, do whatever you can. And if the person can't do it for them. Do it in their behalf. We're going to be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to talk more about some specific solutions on overcoming depression. We'll be right back. Deacon Steve Greco, here we are high atop the Tower of Hope, beautiful Christ Cathedral, talking about an incredibly important topic, overcoming depression, with Milton Aldana, as well as Michael Amola, and they have both experienced depression in the case of Milton and in the family with Michael, and I certainly have gone through it in my family, and certainly to a certain extent myself, maybe more than a certain extent. And many of you perhaps right now listening in are saying, hey, I'm either depressed now, clinically depressed, or don't want to leave home, or just don't feel good right now. You know, you're always blue and you're not really happy. You're not smiling. You don't want to see people. I mean, those are all some symptoms of depression. If you know somebody who's like that, take a look at 1 Thessalonians 5, starting at verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up as indeed you do. You know, I think for me, you know, when I've been fired, sliced, diced, you know, things have not gone well in my life, having someone, Milton, come to me and recognize the fact that of my goodness and things I've done well, or that, you know, there is hope in the future. I mean, being an encourager is really important. I may not have received it right then, but I kind of recorded it in the back of my mind. Your thoughts on that?
Are you talking about people that have been there for you?
Yeah, people that are there for you and encouraging you.
Yeah, I mean, I remember getting the phone calls, even though sometimes I wouldn't answer it, depending on who it was. And even my Sower family, they reached out and I would stay away. But they're trying to contact me, and you still know that they're thinking of you.
It's important, and sometimes you never know which time is going to register. You know, if someone sees you and just gives you a little bit of hope, lets you know how much you mean to them. You know, my brothers and sisters, it's just so important that you love until it hurts. I mean, love intensely and love everyone, but especially those people that are hurting right now. And let them know and pray for them. And, you know, some of the important scriptures here are in 1 Thessalonians 17 and following. Pray without ceasing, in all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In all circumstances give thanks. How can you give thanks when you've lost a loved one? How can you give thanks when you have a disease? How can you give thanks when something happens to your family or your children or whatever it might be? Remember, you're not giving thanks for the circumstance, but you're giving thanks for what is coming out of the circumstance. That there will be some wonderful things, some good things that come out of it. And when we praise God, when we thank God, when we have God at the center of our life, it's an important part, Milton, that even though you don't feel like it, even though I know you dropped out of the Sower for a while, there were people praising God and giving thanks for you and interceding for you, which made a big difference.
It made a huge difference. The number one fan was my mother. Always talking about God, and you know, even that I didn't want to hear it, she'd be talking about him constantly to me. I know that helped me, even though at the time you don't feel that it's doing anything for you. I know that even like I said, the Sower family praying for me, and I have a big group of friends. I know they were cheering me on, and even though I didn't see them or talk to them, I know that they were praying.
That's why faith is so important, because when that mustard seed is planted, it's there, and it's always there. And, you know, when we go through these struggles, you know, all we need is the tiniest opening for us to reflect back on our faith and what we have learned about how the Lord is working through us. And then all of a sudden, that battle between the evil one and the Lord and ourselves becomes a little bit clearer, just a little bit.
Right.
You know, the door's opened.
For me, even going to church on Sundays, I stopped going to my regular church. Mm-hmm. I went to one that was nearby, mm-hmm. and that was one of the toughest things to do is to go to church, but I maintained it mm-hmm. somehow. Well, with God's help,
that's right.
I look back now and know that He directed me there, even though I didn't want to be there.
And that may be what you're feeling right now, my brothers and sisters, is that you don't want to see people. I know that's the way I felt. I didn't want to see people. And when I did go to church, I left as soon as I could. You know, my wife would be talking to people and I'd be sitting in the car, you know, because I didn't want to talk to anybody.
I would purposely like go the other way. If I saw somebody I knew, I'd go the other direction.
And that may be what you're feeling right now, my brothers and sisters. But remember, you will get out of it. There's certain things that we're going to just summarize right now and cover. Number one is don't lose hope. Try not to lose hope by just letting God into your life. And one of the things you can just do is just mention the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You may not feel like praying. You may not feel like doing anything, but just mention the name of Jesus.
You may not even feel that it's doing anything for you, but his name is so powerful. It's gonna help.
It's so first step is mention name of Jesus. Second step is have that conversation, as you talked about, Milton, in which you just be honest and say, hey, I don't feel like living right now. I don't feel like getting out of bed. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like my life is ever going to be any good. I mean, have that honest conversation like David did in the Psalms.
When I was going through it, I didn't see no end. And I know there's a lot of people going through that right now. You don't see the end, but it's coming. It's coming soon. And we have to just have that hope in God that we're going to get out of it.
Yeah, you just have to live for the moment. You know, it's one step at a time. And if you're isolating and you don't feel like, you know, you want to be out there with somebody else, you know, turn on the TV and listen to a mass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just reach out to the Lord however you can do it, whether it's picking up the phone. If you're not inclined to pick up the phone, then do something else. Open the Bible.
And for those out there, another important step is pray the rosary. Now, again, if you're in depression, you probably don't feel that way. So if you're a family member, pray the rosary for them. Pray Divine Mercy Chaplet for them. Intercede for them. Be there for them. Something very, very important. Now, those are some very important steps as it relates to overcoming depression. But let's get into some of the other critical steps. At what point did you actually ask for help or try and seek help?
We were talking a little while ago, Michael and I, but sometimes you wait too late. You wait too long. I waited too long. I was in despair when I went to get help. You have to go right when you start feeling it. You got to go get some counseling, reach out to somebody. You got to do something because it's going to get worse. It's going to
snowball
effect, and it's going to get huge, and it's going to get bad.
So some people to reach out to certainly would be, you can start with a family physician. You can, if you do know of especially a Catholic Christian psychologist, that is also very helpful. A family physician can direct you to a psychiatrist if that's what's required. But getting medical help and taking your medicine, taking your pharmaceuticals is very important.
That was the first step I did. I went to go see a doctor, and a doctor referred me to a therapist, and that's how it started.
Yeah, so get out of bed. You know, say to yourself, you know, make a list if you can. I know it's hard. You don't feel like doing anything. You're just kind of like in this vegetarian state, you know, of just, you know, not wanting to move or really think about doing anything. But if you can, get one goal and just say, okay, today I'm going to do something to help myself. I'm going to go see a physician who can then help me.
And that's, like I said, that was the first step. And then I met one therapist, then I met another one. And sometimes you have to find one that's good for you. You don't have to just settle for anyone you go to. Because in the past, I had gone to therapists. Because like I said, this was my fifth depression, bout with depression. but I never followed through with the therapy or the or medication. I never fought. This is the first time, and it's worked out.
And being in the pharmaceutical industry for so long and selling antidepressants and antipsychotics and so forth, as it relates to mental health, the dosage and type of medicine you're on is really critical. There are so many products out there, so many antidepressants, anti-anxiety agents. There's so many products out there that if you don't feel after a period of time that you're being helped, let the physician know, because they can either change your dosage or change the product, even add products and so forth. Very, very important. I mean, when it comes to mental health, it's extremely important to understand that sometimes it's what's called a cocktail. You can have more than one agent that you're taking.
I felt about taking medication, I didn't want to do it. I felt like I was weak.
That's not normal.
Yeah, it's not normal, and you don't feel normal, and it's okay. It's okay to take medication. And sometimes you might be, I grew up in a Hispanic family, and Latins are a little tough, and it's not okay sometimes, but it is okay.
Yeah, and there's what thing called redemptive suffering, and I know, again, working with Hispanic communities in the area of diabetes, for example, I remember going to see someone who said, you know, the Latinos sometimes really struggle with just, okay, so I'm supposed to suffer. But my brothers and sisters, I say to you right now that God is giving you a life of hope, a life of healing, a life of abundance. Thank you, Milton, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Michael, again, for being on the show. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, and we thank you for healing the people listening in. We say this through the power of your love, the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.